Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer apparently guessed how the lawsuit funding vote would pan out because he'd arranged for the clerk to call just prior to that motion so he could break the tie. The motion was to appropriate an additional $150,000 toward a lawsuit that the borough filed against the state. There wasn't much discussion when the motion came to the floor, but earlier during public comment, a former borough assembly member sparked some debate with a simple question. Here's Jim Shoemaker speaking at the lectern.
In the merits, I wholeheartedly agree with. I voted for it. But what if we win? Where does the money come from? And so when you turn around and you look at funding this at this point in time, I think that we have to stop at this point in time and take a look and say, okay, where does the state go? It may not be our obligation, but we live in the state of Alaska, and ultimately, we're going to pay.
Shoemaker says the state will have to make up for the revenue somewhere, so either a service will go away or a new tax will be implemented. Assembly members agreed to some extent, but noted that if the borough wins and the court requires the legislature to fix the problem, any solution the state comes up with would at least be fair to everyone. The lawsuit challenges the state over what the borough says is an unfair mandate requiring boroughs and first-class cities, but not anyone else, to fund a minimum level for local schools. In response to Shoemaker's comments, Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst says the question is legitimate and one that the Assembly has considered. But Bockhorst has his own question.
What if we do nothing? If we don't draw a line in the sand and push back now, at what point do we do that? In the 7 years that the Assembly has been considering that, this community has paid $34 million in required contributions, unconstitutional. It's a complex issue. The Assembly has discussed it inside and out, and you as a member of the Assembly participated in that. There's a lot more to it than just how is it going to get funded. It's going to get funded one way or another, but it's going to be more fair than what it is now.
For quite a few years, the borough has tried encouraging the legislature to find a solution, but until recently had no luck. On January 10th, however, Fairbanks Republican Representative Tammy Wilson pre-filed a bill in the State House that would repeal the required local contribution. That bill will be considered this legislative session. In the meantime, though, the lawsuit will move forward. The $150,000 to fund it will come from the borough's Economic Development Fund and should pay for costs through June. With Assemblymember Todd Phillips absent, the vote was 3-3 until Kiefer broke the tie. Those voting against the motion were Alan Bailey, Jim Van Horn, and Bill Rotecki. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.